In about 5 minutes on Ozarks, a shift in landfill operations in the rural Ozarks is creating concern for many people.
The Great Passion Play has been open in Eureka Springs since 1967, and since then, more than 6 million people have seen the performance. In the fall, the Passion Play seemed headed for closure, and foreclosure was approaching. Now, as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, an effort has allowed the foreclosure to not happen. But the money raised so far is far from what is needed to make sure the production has a future beyond 2013.
The gates to the Great Passion Play grounds were shuttered and the lights at the Christ of the Ozarks statue were darkened a month ago as the Elma M. Smith Foundation, which produced the play since its debut in 1967, faced foreclosure on the Passion Play's assets. But in the 11th hour, followers of the Passion Play saga stepped in. 10 days before Cornerstone Bank was set to take over the property, a fundraising effort was launched by Randall Christie, a pastor and president of the Gospel Station Radio Network based in Ada, Oklahoma.
There's just something about seeing it live. You can watch it on a movie or hear a great story or sermon, but it's just not the same as seeing someone crucified before your very eyes. And it has a dramatic impact on people's lives when they see that. And, you know, 7.6 million people have seen it. It's something that's become a Christian American icon. And it's just a tragedy to allow that to go away. And I've just really, in my heart, I've felt very strongly that the Lord does not want that to go away.
So Christie used his available resources, including a website and a network of 21 terrestrial radio stations across Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Mississippi, to raise $75,000 to make an interest payment to Cornerstone Bank on outstanding loans against the Great Passion Play. Bank CEO Charlie Cross says that the play was subject to three loans that had payments due at the beginning of this year.
When the play finished its season in the fall, I think it was pretty imminent and pretty obvious to them out there that the resources, financially speaking, weren't going to be available to meet those obligations come January. So that's what prompted all this, is they approached us and basically knew from a budgetary standpoint that there wasn't going to be the necessary finances to meet those debt obligations.
As soon as this realization hit the presses, that's when Christie and his ministry stepped up. He says that people from across the nation donated money to help save the Great Passion Play.
We have had gifts from California, Florida, Mississippi, Kansas, Texas, Minnesota. It's amazing how widespread it was. The largest number of donors came from Arkansas. The largest amount of money came from Oklahoma. And I think that's indicative because, well, it's indicative of the Passion Play's influence in Arkansas and the Gospel Station Network's influence in Oklahoma.
But the fundraising hurdles are not over yet.
They've got to find a way to get open, find the funding to sustain it, to improve it, to enhance it, you know, keep it capitalized and service the debt moving forward and all the challenges that go along with running such a production and such a campus out there. So, yeah, there is a lot of work still yet to be done, and this was no small feat, but in the grand scheme of things, this was just a very small step that they had to take in order to have a chance to take the bigger steps. So there's a lot of work and a lot of effort that's still got to be made, so we're kind of on the tip of the iceberg a little bit in that regard.
And the next step for the Great Passion Play is indeed more fundraising. Christie says that $200,000 will need to be raised before they can open its 2013 season in May.
The season will open, but we really need to raise $200,000 either through ticket sales or donations or corporate sponsorships to get it off the ground and to make it better. We're going to be looking for ways to improve the special effects. We're going to be looking for some modern approaches to telling the same story. But this first year, most likely we will just tweak the show that was run last year. And during that time, we will be investigating ways that we can drastically improve it next year.
In the meantime, Christie says that tickets for the Great Passion Play's 2013 season will likely go on sale in the coming days. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.